As the country looks for ways to become less dependent on oil from the Middle East, companies drilling for natural gas and oil in the United States and Canada need ways to squeeze the most out of underground reserves. That's where frac sand comes in. It's pumped underground during drilling to keep rock fractures from closing up. Canadian Sand and Propant has an agreement with two farmers in Chippewa County to mine frac sand for more than 40 years. Sand would be trucked to a new processing plant near a rail line in Chippewa Falls. The plant manager and vice president of operations is Gary Stone.
Probably 60% of our market will be into the Canadian market and the remainder into the U.S.
What is it about the sand in western Wisconsin that's getting attention? UW-Eau Claire geology professor Kent Severson has studied the land features of Chippewa County.
The reason why we have these sand deposits here in western Wisconsin is because a long time ago we used to have mountains that were present. And over millions of years, those mountains disappeared, and what was left behind was a lot of quartz sand.
Professor Severson says valuable frac sand is medium-sized and rounded and much stronger than the fine sand used to make glass. In some parts of western Wisconsin, he says, it's very deep in the ground.
But in Chippewa County, Dunn County, Jackson County, there we have these sandstones that are right at the surface, making them easier to mine.
Too easy, according to mining opponents like Ken Schmidt, who claim that air quality, groundwater, and property values will be hurt by mining and the increased truck traffic. His beef farm is next to the first mine sites and possibly competing ones.
Between Barron and Chippewa, there's three other companies with 13 attached mines we're looking before the price of oil dropped, and it's going to eat up a lot of farmland.
Beth Walton objects to the proposed processing plant in Chippewa Falls because of health concerns and how it will affect tenants in her nearby apartment building. She's part of the group Concerned Chippewa Citizens that's filed a lawsuit.
The decision to grant a conditional use permit to Canadian Sand was not handled through proper procedures or with the proper amount of due diligence fact-finding.
That lawsuit goes to court in April. 2 years ago, a group of nearby Dunn County citizens stopped a Texas company from leveling Hoffman Hills. That was in part because the town's smart growth or comprehensive long-range plan spelled out that mining didn't fit with the landscape. However, in Chippewa County, Ken Schmidt says state-mandated plans have not been finished.
Up until last June, the people of the town of Howard had no idea that what we had was desirable anywhere on this scale.
Professor Severson says this is an example of the trade-offs that'll be required if the country wants to be energy independent. Plant manager Gary Stone says financing for his project is still up in the air, and lower prices for foreign oil are complicating things. But he hopes to start mining within the year and put more than 50 people to work.
Why do our kids grow up and move away because they can't find jobs? Well, if industries and jobs aren't being brought into the area, there's nothing for them to do.
But in the rural areas, Ken Schmidt says only the mine site landowners will benefit financially. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News in Eau Claire.